Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya from Emirates NBD CIO office, the fixed income desk. Let's start with what's on my mind. Asian risk assets open mix ahead of an eventful week. The first FOMC due this month would be key for broader markets to assess the path for rate hikes and policy setting. Market expectations and positioning are now converging as compared to what we witnessed throughout 2018. No changes expected in the Fed's strategy of reducing its bond holdings, and rates are forecast to remain unchanged. US Treasury yields edged lower to 1.74% and the dollar steadied. WTI fell to near $53 a barrel as a standoff between US and Venezuela eased. China indices were marked higher after PBOC's $37 billion of potential bank lending ease. Asian borrowers across high yield and IG have released guidance on multiple bond issuance. Please refer to the primary bond issuance documents sent earlier. Chinese President Xi's top economic aide, Vice Premier Liu He, will meet the U.S. Trade Representative Robert and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Wednesday and Thursday. U.S. President Donald Trump agreed to reopen the government after signing a deal to keep operations running until mid-February, despite not winning any concessions from Democrats to finance his U.S.-Mexico border wall project. Coming only a few days after White House advice indicated the shutdown would mean no growth in Q1. The overall impact of the government shutdown should be relatively muted. Earnings lineup, we have tech giant Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Alibaba, SAP, Qualcomm, Tesla, Samsung and Sony this week. Saudi Arabia seeking $425 billion in investment by 2030 for infrastructure, energy, mining and other works. Energy Minister Khalid Al-Fali told Bloomberg. The plan to be unveiled by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman today aims to cut Riyadh's reliance on oil. Saudi Aramco will retain exclusive rights to its oil reserves ahead of a planned IPO. The company is buying up to a 19.9% stake in Hyundai Oil Bank for much as 1.8 trillion won or $1.6 billion US dollar. That's it, and have a great day. Thank you.